Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to Psalms of Hope. Well, I have a special program planned just for you, wherever in the world this program reaches you. How do I know it will be special? Well, as I listen to the news and I hear the problems we're all facing wherever we are in the world, and yet Jehovah God speaks to us from the prophets and King David and tells us these thousands of years later that we can trust in God and have courage no matter what we're facing. So I'm going to read some special scriptures from the Psalms to give you hope and courage. So listen carefully to these important words from the Psalms and let them take root in your mind and in your spirit. These scriptures have nurtured and encouraged me in the dark days and nights of my own life, and may they encourage you also. Well, the first scriptures I want to read is from Psalm 1. Here's a few of them. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And when you think about the scriptures here called his law, this is God's promise to you. If you'll think about the scriptures, here's his promise. He says, you will be like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in all that he does, he prospers. Well, these next verses are a prayer of King David for you, and it's my prayer for you also, from Psalm 4. Let all who take refuge in you, O God, rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them, that all who love your name may be filled with joy. For you bless the godly, O Lord. You surround them with your shield of love. Oh, what wonderful scriptures. Well, there's a wonderful confirming song saying that God is our refuge, as that scripture I just read, in times of trouble. So here's the song, You Are My Refuge.
I have found a place I can call my own. Here in your embrace, where your mercy overflows. It's here that and fears just melt away. I lay my burdens down and I look upon your face. You are my refuge. You are my sanctuary. When I feel afraid, it's here that all my
I love that song. Just listening to it always encourages me, no matter what's going on in my life. Yes, God is our refuge. Well, during this program, we're going to the Bible to see what God has to say to you, to give you courage and help you with the fear that sometimes wants to overwhelm you. Truly, God desires to reach into your heart and bring you peace. Here are some more scriptures. Psalm 4, verse 8. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, will keep me safe. And then some scriptures from Psalm 3. You, O Lord, art a shield around me. I lay down and sleep, and yet I wake up in safety, for the Lord is watching over me. I am not afraid of 10,000 enemies who surround me on every side. Victory comes from you, O Lord. Psalm 9. Some verses from there. The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, do not abandon those who search for you. And here are some verses from Psalm 27. With David we can say, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army surrounds me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in God I will be confident. Well, there's a wonderful song that reminds us of the power and courage we can have in our lives to handle whatever may be happening. This song is based on Psalm 27, which I read parts of to you. So here is Celeste Sifoni singing, The Lord is My Light.
Is to do
Yes, the Lord is my light and my salvation, and yours too. In case you tuned in late, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, heard all over the world, on your local station, on satellite, on shortwave, and the internet. Well, I've deviated from my usual format of sharing stories, modern-day psalms I call them, to exploring scriptures from the Bible with you to help you conquer fear. With frightening world events swirling around our head, as well as our own personal disasters, I thought it might be good to hear from God Himself what He says to us in this time of our need. There's so many verses I could study with you, and the few I'm sharing are some of my personal favorites. It is my prayer that they will encourage you also. All of the verses I'm sharing today are from the Psalms. And many people know Psalm 23. It has been a source of comfort and strength for us for years. David wrote this for us, and in one of the modern translations it says, "Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need." Notice it says, "Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need." We can depend on the Lord for all of our needs, and because He's our shepherd, He'll supply it. That's what good shepherds do, isn't it? Well, later on in verse 4, it says, "Even when walking through the valley of death, I will not be afraid, for He is close beside me, guarding, guiding all the way." And then King David ends Psalm 23 with, "And I will live with you forever in your home." Oh, what a precious promise to us. We will be with Him forever. Well, now let's listen to the song based on the scripture I just read. It's from the New Translation, and it's called the New 23rd Psalm, and the Continental Singers are singing it for you.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have
the Lord is my shepherd and yours, we shall not want. We are the sheep of His pasture, and we don't need to be afraid, for He is there beside us. Well, many of the Psalms I've shared today were actually songs written by King David before he was king. The Bible tells us that David played the harp, not only to quiet the sheep when he was out in the hills with them, but his music also quieted the heart of King Saul when he was disturbed. I think that's what God-honoring music does for me, too. It quiets my heart. After my previous husband died some years ago, I found that if I just picked up my Bible and opened anywhere in the Psalms, somehow David's words brought comfort and hope to my hurting heart. He just seemed to know what I was going through. And may I encourage you, if you are at a place in your life where you're hurting or confused or fearful or have any other need, that you just take your Bible and turn to the Psalms. There you will find a balm for your soul. Well, this next psalm I'm going to quote from is titled, A Prayer of David for Deliverance. It's Psalm 86, and it begins this way. Bend down your ear, O Lord, and hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for you are my God. And further down, David writes, Among the gods there is none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord. And then down to verse 10, which the next song is based on. It's verse 10, For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Yes, this next song, How Great Thou Art, is based on Psalm 86, verse 10. Now here is Larry Ford singing, How Great Thou Art.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Thy power throughout this
Oh,
Truly, our God is a great God. He's the only true and living God. Well, we're only one third of the way through the Psalms. One day soon, I'll do another program on the Psalms. I hope you'll read the Psalms often for yourself. I know it will bless you. And my prayer for this program is that you have received God's word into your heart to quiet your soul like King David. If you'd like a CD of this program, write or email me. The announcer will give you the information, and we'll send you a CD so you can listen to the scriptures over and over when you're feeling stressed or frightened or depressed with all of the events surrounding you in your world. I would like to close by reading part of my favorite psalm, Psalm 37. It's a psalm that I go to often when I need direction or wisdom or comfort from God. I'm going to read various scriptures that I think will bless you. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Don't worry about evil people who prosper. And then later on in the chapter it says, the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Once I was young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the godly forsaken. Oh, there's so much more in this chapter, but now let's go to the last verses in the chapter. The Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them, and they find shelter in Him. Amen and amen. Oh, what wonderful assurance. God says He will rescue you, and you will find shelter in Him. Well, our time together is over, and if you've enjoyed my reading the Psalms, email me and ask for this CD so you can listen again. I'd love to hear from you. This program is listener-supported, so if you can send a gift, large or small, to keep this program on your station, it would be a blessing. And remember, God loves you, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701. St. George, Utah, 84791 USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace and hope as you trust in Him.